بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أنا أبي بكرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: زادك الله حرصا ولا تعود، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه البخاري رحمه الله. سيدنا أبو بكر رضي الله عنه narrates this hadith. And in the hadith there is actually a small incident. What is the incident? That Sayyiduna Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه, he was coming for salah. And the salah had already started. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was finishing the qira'ah and then he went into ruku. And Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu saw this. So he started rushing to reach the salah. And rushing to reach the salah. And then he realized that, no, I'm not going to reach in time. So he... Normally you reach this up and then you do Allahu Akbar and you go into ruku. But he was not near the saf yet. He hasn't reached the jamaat. But wherever he had reached, he did Allahu Akbar and he went into ruku. And then afterwards, in salah, he slowly moved forward and joined the saf. Now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very aware. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had done two errors. The first error was that he was rushing for salah. He was rushing for salah. Deen tells us, don't rush for salah. And the second error he had made was that you first reach the saf and then you go into ruku. You can't go into ruku first and then walk towards the saf and join it. So, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very aware in salah. Allah ta'ala had given him special awareness and wahi as well. So after salah, he said that, who was it that did that? So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, it was myself. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam corrected him. And then he said to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu that Zadakallahu hirsan, may Allah ta'ala increase your zeal. Why did he say that? Because he understood that Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, these two errors of his, it wasn't, if I quickly cut the rakat of the imam, then I won't have to perform another rakat. No, he had a lot of zeal to join the first rakat with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commended it, that your zeal is commendable. Allah ta'ala increase your zeal. And then he said, wala ta'ud, but don't do this again. This is an error, this is wrong, this is incorrect. So, this is an incident. And we learn many masail from this hadith as well, that you shouldn't rush for salah, that even if the imam is in ruku, you should come calmly. But putting those to one side, I wish to focus on another point, which is that Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was excused here. The reason he was excused was that deen was still being taught. Maybe this was the first time these masail were mentioned. So it wasn't like these masail were already available. No, these. So he was excused. But he had zeal for amal. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted that and he commended it. But he, because of his lack of knowledge, he made an error. And if you and I had made that error, we would be sinful. What does that tell us? That zeal for amal without knowledge doesn't take you closer to Jannah, it takes you further away from Jannah. Zeal for knowledge, zeal for amal, but without the knowledge to accompany that, your efforts will not take you closer to Jannah, it may well take you further away from Jannah. And the example of this throughout our life, if you pay attention, I have a lot of zeal to say salam. I come into the house, some people are sleeping, and I say salam loudly. So I have a lot of zeal to do the amal. But my amal, if it disturbs someone, that amal of salam, which is normally one of the best amal, will take me further away from Jannah. Bringing your children to the masjid with the intention that they get used to the masjid is very rewarding amal. The tarbiyah is your responsibility. But you bring them at such an age that they don't have the understanding. You haven't trained them. So you are busy in salah and they are disturbing the whole masjid. You are sinful for that and you are going further away from Jannah. You have a lot of zeal to become an alim, to go out in tabligh jamaat. to go to spend some time in a khanqah. These are all examples of actions that are fi sabilillah, in the path of Allah. And we just heard yesterday that one morning or evening in the path of Allah is better than the world than what it contains. But at home, your parents are in need of khidmah, and you are the only one available for that. Every morning or evening in that path of Allah will be sinful for you. It will not be rewarding for you. In fact, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave an example that if a person, he was to go to fight in the path of Allah and give his life. This is an example Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith, that he was to go fight in the path of Allah and give his life. What bigger amal can there be? Giving your life for the sake of Allah, what more can you give? But he did it in such a situation that he needed his parents' permission. They were in need of his khidmah, and he didn't take the permission. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the effect of this will be that through the barakah of that amal, that it's so great, Allah Ta'ala won't let him enter Jannah. But through the evil effect of not taking the permission of his parents, and due to his lack of knowledge and understanding, he will not be able to enter Jannah either. He will be in the middle. What I am trying to say is that this knowledge, this understanding of deen, it is extremely important. Zeal for amal on its own is not sufficient. Now what do we need to do? So the first thing we need to do is we need to gain knowledge. Sit with the ulama. And here I will especially mention that especially make a point of gaining knowledge of adabul ma'asharat, etiquettes of social life. There's a book of Hakim al-Mu'tazil Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah, which is in the English language as well. We have it in the masjid as well. Adabul ma'asharat, many people will have seen it. Normally outside Ramadan, we read from it after Asr. It's a very simple book. It has different points. When you're meeting someone, for example, what are the etiquettes? And it explains little things like this. That you, in your zeal to do any good deed, you don't end up doing a sin. Make a point of asking ulama for guidance. If someone corrects you, some alim says that you did this incorrectly, then take it on board. Otherwise, our efforts will not bear any fruit. In fact, they may well take us further away from Jannah and further away from success. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firstly give myself and thereafter all of us the tawfiq to practice upon this. Ameen wa akhir da'wana.